One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, hi. Sorry about the background noise. Oh, here she comes. Watch out, boy. She'll warm you up. Oh, here she comes. She's a fan heater. Are you still here? Hello there. Sorry, I wasn't here on Friday. I mean, to your vast indifference, you know, how big is an ego? It was a hard day. Sometimes you have hard days, don't you? And, I mean, not hard like, you know, all the kiddies working in the cobalt mines. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Not you. You just keep working on the iPad batteries for all the Western kiddies. Anyway, I've got like one thing to talk about. Namely cabbages. It's been a very mild autumn and we need to be eating the cabbages. There's cabbages, cauliflower, and all your brassica, okay? Supposed to be ready later in December or in January. They're all ready now. They're ready. Because of the mild autumn, and farmers say that you know all the sort of plans that they've had, their crop planting, sowing, rotation plans and stuff for like years. The guy off of Riverford, he's 35 years of planning, so he's never seen anything like it, and so now they can't give them away, and so now the price of them has gone rapidly down, and so now they're just going to have to leave some to spoil because it's just not going to be cost effective to stick them up. It's pretty horrendous, guys. You need to eat the cabbages, all right? And then there's going to be a massive shortage of them after Christmas. Buy them now. Make kimchi. It's really easy. Or sauerkraut. It's just basically fermented. All you have to do is chop up the cabbage, weigh it, and then put 2% salt in. 3 if you're feeling really nervous. Kind of massage it in, stick it in a jar, stick it in the fridge, and then burp the jars occasionally. That's top tip. I know that sounds disgusting. You can add any flavours you want. I'd say don't necessarily go overboard with that. But if you want to do the whole... Anyway, look, we had this conversation years ago. We don't need me to go through it again. Anyway, brassica and potatoes. That's where you need to be. All right? Great. How are you? Are you okay? I'm okay. I watched Cow last night. It's the Andrea Arnold film. She did Red Road, and she just sort of followed a cow around for a little bit. And it's great. It's very high welfare, very nice farm. Utterly devastating. One of the hardest. Things I've ever watched. Great. Alex has been in touch about Pixar. Oh, should we play the jingle? Yeah, same principle, just slightly different jingle. Rebranded. This is going to be in the January project, the thing I told you about the other day. Yeah, I know. Culture Wars. Yeah. Cultural artifacts that you need perhaps some kind of an appraisal. Alex says, great to hear about the new show. Looking forward to it. More than happy to be an audio guinea pig. Well, here you are. Long may your metaphorical sandblasting of heavy-duty washing up liquid into my tiny innocent eyes continue. Wow, that's a strong visual, especially off the back of K cow. Latest local news from Addleston. Despite the cost of living crisis, the man who always puts his over-the-top Christmas decorations up before everyone else has continued this trend, and there is definitely at least one more animatronic deer on the lawn than last time. They've been breeding! That's lovely! Leaving little batteries everywhere. So now I'm going to have to put ours up, and I don't want to yet because think of the planet and my wallet's possibly not in that order. But anyway, I do. Yeah, I was thinking across the road, it's very sweet. You know, they make an effort, which is nice for the drug dealers as they walk past. Little inflatable snowman and lights. I was like, what's that costing? Anyway, Alex says, to get to the point, regarding the Pixar debate, I feel I need to weigh in against them for one specific reason. Toy Story. Not to be confused with Toys Tory, which is the one where Buzz tries to get Mr. Potato Head deported. Piece by piece. The problem with Toy Story, cultural touchstone though it is, has to be the fundamentalist anthropomorphism that exists as the central premise, the idea that every toy is actually alive and lives in fear of being thrown away. Every toy. Do you know, says Alex, how hard that concept makes cleaning out your child's bedroom? Every bloody soft toy they haven't touched in 5 years looking up at you with pleading eye, the dog at the other one, as you grimly hover over it with the bin bag. I can relate. You can't even give them away. No charity shop wants a Barbie with a pixie cut who only has one shoe left. At least none of the ones I frequent do. Oh, come to Bedford, they're full of those. Worse, the latest movie suggested even handmade items can be gifted with sentience through the act of giving them googly eyes. We are living in a dystopia full of hundreds of unwanted toys that you can't bring yourself to throw away, and a small minority of still cherished ones that must die because of the unspeakable things you have unknowingly exposed them to. Allegedly. For that, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you must convict! Also, here's another suggestion for this feature. Willy Wonka. Visionary dream maker or child mutilating HR nightmare? Best wishes, Alex. That's a good one! I like Willy Wonka. Yeah, anyone else find it just a little bit problematic that he's being kind of judge and jury about the whole... Sure. I've got a really good feature for Wednesday. I don't know if I'm going to have it ready in time for the podcast. The podcast might land quite late on Wednesday, but it will be worth it. You've got to trust me. Anyway, Lindsay is disappointed. Okay, well, I opened this up and I can take it. I'm shaking my head in disappointment over here. I'm sorry, Lindsay. First of all, drag is not encroaching on women's spaces. Okay. Many drag performances take place in public areas, such as libraries. More on this in a minute. Wait, what? Or areas that have been specifically set aside for drag, such as drag-themed bars. So no, I do not feel that drag performers are encroaching on women's spaces. I guess I didn't mean like physical spaces. Although I did experience it in a sushi restaurant once, and it was a... Anyway, regarding the comparison of drag to blackface, just no. I don't know the history of blackface in Europe, but in America it was used primarily as a way to promote racist ideals, push black people out of public spaces, and further dehumanize them. Blackface, also known as minstrelsy, was particularly popular in the American South after the Civil War. For those unfamiliar, the war ended slavery, which left the South economically devastated. Most minstrelsy shows promoted the image of the happy slave, an archetype aimed at reinstating slavery by claiming that black people were naturally submissive and needed guidance from their white masters, and that they were not only happy with being enslaved, but grateful for it. Again, I don't know the history of blackface in the UK, and my knowledge of its history in America is far from complete. A drag queen throws on ladies' clothes, shoes and makeup and sings and dances. This is not oppressive behaviour, it does not promote bigotry or toxicity, and it does not push women out of public spaces. Regarding drag queens in libraries, this has become a hot-button issue in the US. Really? Some public libraries are hosting Drag Queen Story Hour, wherein a drag queen comes in and reads picture books to children. It's a fun and wholesome event. People are claiming, however, that the drag queens are grooming children, turning them gay or trans, or sexually assaulting them. Attacks against Drag Queen Story Hour are transphobic and homophobic. Anyway, that's my 2 cents. Please do not compare things like drag to blackface. Well, fair enough, Lindsay, and thank you. I appreciate you getting in touch. And like I said, I just sort of waded in with an observation. I think, yes, of course, yes, absolutely what you're saying, yes, and this isn't really a qualification. I learned that women who dress in a certain way, who put on kind of, I'm going to say, clothing that's probably not a million miles away from a lot of drag clothes. When they dress in high heels and little sort of dresses and stuff, it actually causes some dissociation in them. And it's why, you know, the sort of cliche of like, you know, you go to Bolton on a Saturday night and it's that women are out there in sort of little black dresses with no coats and it's -8. And you think, why don't they feel the cold? And they've done psychological, you know, sort of experiments with this. And the truth is they literally don't feel the cold. They don't feel anything. They are not so connected to their bodies. And it's kind of because of the clothing that they've put on. They're sort of deliberately objectifying themselves to a degree. You know, you have to ask yourself, why are they doing that? Why do they feel that's what they need to do? And what are the consequences of that? And the consequences of that are that women who dress like that very often are more prone to sexual assault, not because they're asking for it, but there's a, oh man, I'm just wading into more problematic stuff. Look, you know what I'm saying. I'm not, but it is a fact that this dissociation, this detachment from their own bodies can cause all kinds of really big problems. And I sort of ask myself, why does a drag queen never dress up like a normal woman? Is that a, you know, what is it they're, I know they're not replicating, but from where are they, what's their jumping off point? Because they are women's shoes, right? So at base level, there is something about a certain kind of women's presentation that they're jumping off from. Now you can argue, well, they make it their own, and it's an enhancement, or it's an exaggeration. Well, why are they exaggerating that? You know, why was there a drag artist called Bag of Chips, and what does that say about some women? You're right, of course. Comparing it to blackface is really stupid and reductive of me, and I do apologize for that. I'm kind of glad we opened up this conversation, and I thank you for your patience with me through it, and probably ongoing with what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? It's like Essex girl jokes. You know, how do you know an Essex girl has, you know, gone over the brink? She drops her chips. Are we okay with that? I'm not okay with that. I'm sure the conversation will continue. It's not today at swanburst.com. And I thank you for that. Pablo says, how did Jake and the application formation? When you were talking about The Line in Saudi Arabia the other day, it made me think of the movie Elysium. Yes, that's like the big sort of space station planet thing, right? Here's a brief synopsis. In the year 2154, it's just going to look the same. Stevenage will still exist. Humanity is sharply divided between two classes of people. The ultra-rich live aboard a luxurious space station called Elysium, and the rest live a hard-scrabble existence in Earth's ruins. His life hanging in the balance, a man named Max, Matt Damon, agrees to undertake a dangerous mission that could bring equality to the population. But Secretary Delacour, Jodie Foster, vows to preserve the pampered lifestyle of Elysium's citizens no matter what the cost. Now, I appreciate, says Pablo, that the luxury living space exclusively for the rich and powerful in Elysium is in the future and, well, in space. It did make me think that The Line is potentially the first domino to fall that will eventually lead us to such a dystopian future. Unless you're rich and powerful, that is, in which case I suppose you wouldn't see it as such a dystopia. I don't really have much to add other than that random thought, but thought it was worth a ponder. Anywho, all the best to you and yours on all the ships that sail in your waters. Toodles, Pablo. Thank you very much for that. Yes, it does feel like that. And when you hear that people like Warren Buffett are buying up vast tracts of land in New Zealand, aren't they? Sort of up in the mountains. They've got these fortresses. Any reason, guys? Any reason? Have you studied the same rainfall charts I have? Okay, cool. Look, I hope I haven't left this on a weird note. Are we okay? you know, my mind is honestly open on the drag thing. And I'm sorry if I was a little crass there. I'm not going to dwell on it. I'm going to move on. On Wednesday, we've got a very special guest. I'm very excited. And I hope you'll join me for that. In the meantime, all my love to you. And thanks for the, you know, for everything. Okay, bye.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.